We all know what the words of Matthew said. In the 28th chapter, in the 18th verse, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Teach them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen." I look around in this room tonight, and I have no cause to stand up here and introduce Charles, because there are so many of you that have known him so much longer. But it is my blessing to know you. It is my blessing for what time that we get to spend together on the internet. And it is my blessing in the days to come. My blessing. It'll be something for us to be inspired from here yet today to hear his words. But I might caution you, as I did to the congregation this morning, do not talk to him about me going to Africa. Brother Charles, we look forward to your message.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know how to express myself and to thank all of you for your many prayers and support for the ministry in Ghana and for my family. I do appreciate all that you have done over the years. We come a long way, and we have journeyed together for over 26 years when Pastor Joel first came to Africa in 1988. And some of you has helped me to go to seminary in Canada, and when I returned to Ghana, you were with me, and I thank you for your prayers and for your support for the work of which is going on in the country of Ghana. I express my gratitude to all my fathers here and my mothers, my friends, and all the relations we have had. Indeed, you have taken care of me. And anytime I come here verily, but I go back blessing the body also. Ooh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Not only in 1988 that Pastor Joel, who was then the pastor of this assembly, was there, but also in 1994, another team from this church came, of which you have Jane that came, and Daddy Mowing, and Daddy Snodderly, who is in glory today, to begin the construction of a school and the things that we will have to do. Indeed, when we started the work on the site, there was nothing there, only trees. But thank the Lord, through your prayers and support, there are a lot of activities that is going on the field. Amen. In Ghana.
Hallelujah.
And we do thank you for your prayers and for your support. For all my friends, when I come here, I get my preaching robes. And Bill will always buy me my cheap preaching robes and said, "You got to look good." shoes. I'm a baker. And Daddy Baker, they'll do shopping for me. And Snodderly's and the Strikes. It's a family. It's a family here. And I feel so welcome and accepted in this body. And I thank you. Thank you very much. You've not only sent teams there, you bought motorbikes there.
Amen.
For the pastors. And I think I'm going to take Pastor Paul's motorbike with me. she has a big one, probably that's what I need. Praise the Lord. But God is good.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Now I know I'm. God is good.
All the time.
All the time. God is good. Praise the Lord. So I really feel home, relaxed, accepted, and I thank you for your many prayers and support. And I coming to know David, this is the first time of meeting here in this church. Honestly, I've heard a lot about him from the Marlins and the Bakers and everybody. Do you know David there in Brazil? He's doing a lot of work and all kinds of stuff. And it's the first time. Maybe he'll come to visit us in Ghana. That would be wonderful to see that happen. And maybe he'll also go to Brazil and visit there. God will strengthen each other's hands.
Yeah.
And together we accomplish great things for God. Mm-hmm. And I thank you all for your many prayers and support over the years. We have come this far by the grace of God. Last 3 years I came here and I went back. And when I went back, I had a lot of problems and situations in my own life, my family, and the work there. I was sick for some time, months of sickness. From malaria to typhoid fever. And after I got better, I ended up having a bout with depression. Indeed, it took me a while. And it was by the grace of God that I came through. Indeed, in one of the times I was with my cousin who has lived here for a while and gone back to Ghana. I passed out and he knew how to do CPR. So he did it and I came back to life and they took me to the hospital and I was there for some time. But if it didn't happen probably in his presence, what they would do is open my mouth, force some milk in me and probably choke me to death. Yeah, because I don't know how to do CPR. But by the grace of God, I'm alive.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And that is all that matters. Indeed, we all have battles we fight all the time. Issues, problems, here and there. And we got to try and put up a positive attitude and continue worshiping and praising God. And God will take us through no matter the situation and the problem that each one of us face in life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The Bible school is doing well. We're still doing it from somebody's home. And when the church in Takrada is finished and Ruth will move the Bible school to the Takrada church. We have rooms that we have built and a place for the students to stay, a classroom and a library and an office space for the Bible school. And currently we are doing what we call theological education by extension. So they meet, they come to the school every 2 weeks at the end of the week. they'll come and stay, and we have teachings for them, and then we give them assignments, and they go back to their villages and continue on with the work that they are doing. And that has been a great blessing to us as we train leaders and pastors for the ministry in the villages. And that is where our heart is, to go into the villages of Ghana, preach the gospel, and establish the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Africa has self-idols and trees. It's a very animistic culture. They believe in spirits. And so everything that is sacred, they think there's a spirit behind it. Therefore, they worship it. And our desire is that we'll turn the hearts of the people to the Almighty God.
Amen.
And to point them to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, who is the only one that can save mankind. And so we desire, our desire is to go into all the villages and preach the gospel. Currently, we have 26 churches established in the villages and some towns in the city in Ghana, in Western and Ashanti regions of Ghana. And we also have two churches now in the Ivory Coast, which is a French-speaking country. And we have a main church in Abidjan, which is a capital city. And last year, we went and started a church in one of the villages in Ivory Coast. So that is going well. And last year, prior to that, four motorbikes have been provided for pastors. But last year, one of the pastor's friends of Pastor Green, who also came to Ghana in 1988, helped to raise money to buy 10 motorbikes and was distributed to pastors, and they can go to the villages and preach the gospel. Indeed, we're not going to be taking on more pastors, but we'll give them more responsibilities. Maybe two churches, three churches in various villages, and they'll go around with the motorbike that they have. So that is a real blessing to have the motorbikes for the pastors, to go to those villages and preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Apart from the this, we also, the nursing school that was started in 2001, we began with 25 students. And now we have 565 students in the nursing school.
Hallelujah.
And it's a two-year program. It's a two-year program. And after their program, they are posted to the various villages of Ghana. And the government actually takes them on and pays them and provide also motorbikes for them so that they can also go to the villages and help the people with the medical needs. And so that is also going well. We've had two presidents of Ghana visiting the mission site. One of them built us a dormitory for the ladies, and also the last one provided, bought a bus for the school, for the nursing school. They're very interested in the nursing school program. And our desire is that we begin, we've already cleared a portion of the land to start the construction of the hospital. And the hospital will serve the area, the villages around Ezeama. Hallelujah. We've already made 2,000 blocks by hand, and it's all there on the site. And we talked to an organization here. Yes, my visit here, somebody introduced me to an organization here, and they also will be ready to provide us some of the medical equipment for the hospital when it is built. So we don't know when it's going to be built, but we know that as we start, the Lord provides, and as we go along. And God's way done in God's work done in God's way never lasts God's supply. There may be challenges, but He will always supply. And so that is what we are trying to do with the medical situation there. And if when we have the hospital there, then we realize that the nursing school students can also have an on-hand training on the site. Currently, they have to travel by 3 hours from Izima to psychiatric hospital to learn psychiatric nursing and all that. So they learn that psychiatric nursing. They also learn how to deliver babies midwifery and stuff like that. And public education, immunization. They do a lot of things to help the village communities. And so we thank God for the nursing school and how God is moving on the lives of the students. We teach them the word and the Bible. They have church services. And we have Muslims there. They come from all over. Indeed, before I left, they had just interviewed over 2,000 candidates that have applied for admission. And we're only going to take about 250 for the school. So the nursing school is a real inroad into the community. Before we do a crusade in the villages, we'll send the nursing school to those villages to do health screening for the communities. And then the gospel will go and will preach to them. So we thank God for that, that is happening. The school is also doing well. We have almost 300 children in the school, and it's up to grade 1 to grade 9, and God is blessing the children. In grade 9, they do national examinations, and they have been doing very well, 100% every year. And after they finish and they pass, then they go to high school, senior high, or a technical or training or vocational training. That is what our system in Ghana is. So the school is also doing well. And we just pray for books to build a good library for the school. And we have a school of nearly 300. We have just 8 computers for the school. So it would be nice to have some computers to boost the computer lab for the school. Now they do examination on computers. So it would be wonderful to have that. But the school is doing well, and the gospel is being preached. We're trying to train some of our own people to go into nursing education, teaching children, encouraging them to go to schools, higher school of learning, so that they take full responsibility of the things that we are doing in Ghana, West Africa. So God is good. The word is being preached. The gospel is being taught. And people's needs are being met. And we thank you for your many prayers and support in Ghana. We're looking forward. Pastor Paul said, I'm not going to Ghana, but you coming to Ghana. Hallelujah. Yeah. You never know what God will do. In fact, those who say, I'm never going to Ghana, are the first person to be in Ghana. Hallelujah. I have seen that happen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So we give him praise and we give him glory. We have walked together for many years. And we thank you for your prayers. We thank you for your support. It's a different field, a different area of ministry. There are so much social needs of the people. But all these things we are doing is to point them to Christ and Jesus Christ. Giving praise that we have these channels and avenues that have been provided to enable us to go on and reach them with the gospel of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So I'll be available for any question that you have. I'll try as much as possible to answer any question regarding Ghana. Ghana has 25 million people. Colonized by the British. We have 60 different dialects. We have 25 major languages. So it's a country of different cultures. And the whole of Africa has 860 different dialects in the whole of the continent of Africa. I thank God Ebola is not in Ghana, and I pray that they are able to contain them in the countries that have been affected by it. And I thank God that the medicine that have been tried on some doctors and people have worked well. I know that there's a help on hand. Already, some of the medicines that has been sent to Africa have been used on three doctors who have been affected, and their lives is improving. I read it on the news, and I thank God for that. There's a medicine on the way. About over a thousand people have died from Ebola, but it's not in Ghana. But malaria is one of the problems that we have. And those malaria, the mosquitoes we have in Africa is different from the mosquitoes here. They give you malaria. I don't say much about snakes because some of you are afraid of snakes, so yes. You won't come to Ghana, so I don't say it. Amen. But, you know, if teams have come from this place to Ghana, it means you can also make it and come back home safely. Actually, Pastor Green brought somebody from his church to Ghana. And after the mission, we drove to Accra, and we were talking, and he said, "Charles, I thank you for taking care of me." I said, "Oh, you don't have to thank me. There are a lot of people who have worked to make this success." And he told me, "When I was coming, I thought I'm going to be eaten by a lion. I'm going to die." So I called my family. I said, "I'm going to Africa. Maybe I won't come back. I'll die. Take care of the children. I'm going." And he said, "Here am I. I'm going home to be with my family." I said, "Yes! Hallelujah." Amen. So, you know, the culture is different. The food is different. The air may be different. The people may be different. But all of us, one day, we shall be assembled in the glory and the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And worshiping and praising Him. And all of us cannot be on the mission field. But when a missionary is there, and you are praying and sending help and supporting that person, you are actually in that country ministering to the people. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, I want to share a little bit from the Word to encourage ourselves. In Him, I brought some few pictures there. And also, the Pastor Lee, who helped us to get 10 motorbikes, has put up a child sponsorship brochure together. He's trying to raise money to help the school so that we can feed the children. We feed them once a day, and also to take care of their uniforms and school needs and health needs and stuff like that, to be able to train more children. And so their brochure is there, and if you're sending me an email, I love that, because it knows that people are thinking about me, praying for me. And so I also love that. So and there are some few information about the mission there. Just stick one somewhere in the corner. And when you pray, just lay your hands and pray for Charles and the team there and the work that is happening in Ghana. And it will be wonderful. Hallelujah. Okay, we'll turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. And we should read verses 13 to 19. Matthew 16, 13 to 19. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. And he said unto them, by whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon bar Jona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Verse 19. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. The Lord, you will encourage us in your word and help us to forge forward as a church, as a people, in Christ's name we pray. Amen. I just want to share a little bit from this passage, some few thoughts about the church. The church of Jesus Christ. The church as it is, as the arm, the spiritual arm of God. What is the church? What are the functions of the church? And how is the church supposed to operate in this our world? What is the church of Jesus Christ, and who am I? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And indeed, the church is the ecclesia of God. Amen. It's the body of believers. You are one that carried Jesus into the world. You and I are the church. The church is not a building. The church is a people. And people are the most important aspect of life. The building is good because we are able to gather in a place and worship the Father together as a people. Hallelujah. That the church is a people of God, a body of believers, a people that live under the authority of Christ. That's the church. The church is the Jerusalem from above, the new Jerusalem. The church is the temple of God. You and I are the temple of God. Amen. Hallelujah. The church is where the authority of Christ is displayed to the world, where the power and the glory and the presence of God is manifested to the world. The church is the bride of Christ. It is the Jerusalem and the Israel of God. Hallelujah. The church is the new Jerusalem. It's the express image of the Father. That's the church. The church is the domain over which Jesus reigns and rules. The place where we express the love of God. Hallelujah. The church is a place where we express the joy of God. The righteousness and the holiness and the power of God is displayed and expressed. Praise the Lord. The church is a place where we glorify Him and exalt Him in Jesus' name. A place where the wounded can come and be healed. The church is a place where the hurt can come to receive comfort and peace and joy. The church is where the lonely will come to receive friendship and fellowship. The comfortless come to receive comfort. What is the church? The church is where the rejected in society come to be accepted by all. Hallelujah. No matter how we look and how we live. Praise the Lord. The church is where the dying shall come to receive life. Where everyone is accepted and everyone is important and everyone is needed. Oh, hallelujah. Woo. Oh, glory to God. That's the church. You are the church of Jesus Christ. And you are important to this house and to this assembly. You are part of this body. We are the pillars of the house of God. Jesus asked his disciples, "Whom do men say that I am, the Son of Man?" And they said unto him, "Some say thou art Jeremiah. And others say thou art John the Baptist. And others say thou art Elijah. And there are some who are saying you are one of the prophets." And Jesus turned to his disciples and asked them, "Whom do you say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Glory to God. And the Bible says God gave a revelation to Peter. He said, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God." He said, "Flesh and blood have not revealed it unto you, but by my Father." Oh, glory to God. And when we see how Jesus is and who he is, then we behold his glory and beauty. And we'll serve him to his glory and honor. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And Jesus said, "Upon this revelation, I will build my church. And the gate of hell shall not prevail against it." You and I are the church of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You are so important to this house and to the church of which you are a part. Without you, the church cannot operate, cannot function well. Because we all have different gifts and talents and abilities. Some can preach, some can teach, some can sing, some can verse it, encourage, different gifts. Some can pray for people. Woo. Oh, glory to God. Now, I'm trying to wind up here. It takes me an hour to wind up. And an hour to preach, man. You're going to be here for a long time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm preaching the African style right now. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. So you are the church. You and I. We belong to the church. And we are the church. You are the church. Your house is the church. Here is the church. That's why he said, "Where two or three are gathered, they are in my name. There I am in their midst." Oh, glory to God. So as a church, we serve the living God. And you are a pillar in this house. Don't forget that you are so needed and important to the family of God here. So important. Hallelujah. And that's what we don't have to forget. That you are important and needed in the house of the Lord. God Almighty. God needs you. He needs you. He needs me. He needs all of us. He needs the various gifts he has spread across the whole world that we worship him. What a joy that will be when we all go to heaven and we see the Africans and the Chinese and the Japanese and the Americans and the South Americans and everybody there worshiping and praising him and bowing to him and say, "Holy is the Lord. Holy to your name. Glory to the Father." Hallelujah. What a joy that would be. You are so important to the house of God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We may have some problems, situations, afflictions. We all go through. Amen. But that should not prevent us from coming to the house of the Lord.
Amen.
That should encourage us that no matter what I'm going through, I'm going to church. I'm going to sing to the Lord. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to give up my offerings and tithes to the Lord. I'm going to support the vision and the dream of this house for the glory of God. Woo! Oh, glory to God. Never give up and say, "I'm tired. tired of going to church. We're never getting tired. If God is so tired about us, we don't have to be tired about God. We have to be revived and regenerated to come to church and praise Him and sing to His glory and to love one another and commit one another and strengthen one another in the name of the Father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. Number one, the church is to glorify God. All we do is to glorify God. You know what we're doing in Ghana? We're not doing it to puff somebody up and to make somebody the high up hierarchy. No. We're doing it to glorify God and reach souls for the kingdom of God. So whatever we do as a church and as a body, number one is to glorify Him, the Father. Hallelujah. The church is supposed to be the praise of His glory. Ephesians 1 verse 12. Ephesians 1 verse 14. Romans 15 verse 6. That all that we do, we might glorify the Father. We use our gifts and our talents to glorify the Father. Glorify Jesus, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The one who died, laid down His life, went to Hades and came back to life. And said, once I was dead, but now I'm alive. And I got the keys in my hand. Go into all the world and preach the gospel of the kingdom of God. Oh, hallelujah. That's the man that we serve. That's the man that we should glorify. We do all things to glorify Him and exalt Him for His glory and for His honor. As Gentiles and as people of God, we do it to His glory and to His honor. We also do what we do in the church, in the house of God, for the work of service. Hallelujah. For the work of service. Peter said, choose ye men that will serve on the table. In Acts chapter 6, verse 1 to 7. That we may concentrate on the preaching of the word and in prayer. Hallelujah. So we have people that do service. Service. They serve. Trying to arrange, like tonight, we had beautiful meals. I'm so full, you know, and good food. Hallelujah. We have people that are so dedicated and committed to that. And they set a table and say, it is time to eat and dine at a table together as a family. And when we do that, we are glorifying God and serving one another. Serving one another. The church is to serve one another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the church is to serve one another. They do. I said the church is to serve one another.
Amen.
Yes, we serve one another. Hallelujah. And we use our gifts and our talents to serve one another. And when somebody is in need, we go to that person's aid. When there's a death in the family, we go to that person, encourage him and strengthen him and build him up. We use our phones, and thank God for technology in America. We have all kinds of phones in the U.S. You have a phone in your car. You have a phone in your bathroom. You have a phone in your sitting room. You have a phone in your bedroom. Oh, man, I tell you, hallelujah. It's a blessing of technology. So why don't you use that to encourage one another? Hallelujah. We use that to encourage people. And when you have not heard from the person for some time, you get on the phone. I'm thinking about you. I haven't seen you for a week or two. Is there anything I can do for you? Hallelujah. That's a church. We are caring for one another. Encouraging one another. That's a number one is to glorify God with our gifts and our talents. Number two is to serve the body. The body. If all that I do is to come here and preach, and you don't see me again, and on Sunday I'm here, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I always tell my people, and as we train them in pastoral polity, is to serve the people of God. Apportion yourself in your time and be able to reach everyone encourage everyone in the Lord. It will be difficult to reach everybody, but at least we can go on the phone and talk to people. Hallelujah. That's the church. That's number two. Serve one another in love. We serve one another in love, not in judgmental mode. No, we don't come to judge people. And the church is the worst place of no mercy. Hallelujah. We have no mercy. Now, I tell you a story. I think I've told it before. When I was in seminary, when the church, a guy came, he's grown up his hair, a ponytail, he has a long hair. He has a very beautiful red hair. And you know, after the service, I look around, he was standing there by himself for a long time. So I went to him. I said, "I'm Charles, I'm from Africa, I'm in the seminary. Can we go out for coffee?" He said, "Sure." So we went for coffee, we became friends. And then people begin to tell me, "Tell your friend to cut his hair." Cut his hair. I said, "I love his hair. It's a beautiful hair." And sometimes in their presence, I put his hair over my head. And I said, "David, snap me picture. Come on." Glory to God. And one day I was in the room after school. When he rang me, "Charles, I'm going to cut my hair." I said, "David, why? I love your hair." He said, "I think God is telling me to cut my hair. I'm a man, you know. I got to cut my hair." I said, "All right, if you feel that way, let's go." So he picked me up, go cut his hair. And the following Sunday when we were in church, people were around us, you know, trying to talk to David. And I stood up back and I watched and I said, "Oh, the church. What is the church? We find it difficult to accept people who dress differently and have different needs, different problems, different situations. We drive people off the family of God. And that is not the church. Amen. The church is to open the house and accept everybody and help people to get out of situations and problems they have. That is the church of Jesus Christ." Hallelujah. And we are still friends, and he's still in church. And I thank God for his life. That is the church. We serve one another. Accept people the way they are. And allow God to work in their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. That's the church. The church, number three, is to evangelize the word. We evangelize our community. We evangelize the word. Jesus said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to the nations." And the word nations there is ethnos. And from it we get the word ethnicity. And from it we get the word tribes. Ethnic origins and tribes. So he said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel." We go into our community and live the gospel and preach the word and encourage people. Invite them in. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And missions is the lifeblood of the church. Anytime the church sees mission activities, the church begins to die. But when mission activities is rolling out in the family of God, there is always something that we are expecting to do. There's life in the house of the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. And God said, "Go into all the world. Go into our community, our schools, the place of work, and preach the gospel of the kingdom of God." And he said, "Whatever you bind on earth, I will bound in heaven. Whatever you see shall come to pass." Hallelujah. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. That's a church and that's a family. We got a job to do. And our job is to share the love of Jesus Christ and tell people about whom we have believed and accepted as our friend and our Savior. Let's go and share the love of Jesus and bring people into the kingdom of God. Invite people to your church Hallelujah. And do what we have to do. And as we evangelize, we do intercession, missionary prayer, pray for people, especially in the jungles of Africa, in the jungles of Brazil, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. We pray for them. Lord, bless them. Lord, protect them. Lord, shield them. I got malaria in my system. Every once in a while, I bounce back, and I got so tired, weak, can do nothing. God was sick for weeks on end. Amen. Sometimes you feel the prayer of the saints coming. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Missionary prayer and intercession and contributions and service to the Lord and sending of missionaries. When the church is alive and send people out to preach the word, to share the love of Jesus. That's what the church is called to do. And you are the church of Jesus Christ. All of us have been sent into all the word. Preach. Woo! Preach. Preach the word. Amen. Tell them that Jesus loves you. He's coming soon. Oh, glory. Tell them that Jesus can change your lives and situations. Tell them that Jesus is your friend and your comforter. Tell them that Jesus is coming back again. Tell them that he loves you no matter who you are and what you are. Hallelujah. We preach the word. We preach and share the gospel of the kingdom of God. You and I have a duty to perform, and we cannot fail God. We cannot fail him. We got to go and share the love of Jesus Christ. Invite people. Let's forget about our problems and situations, and let's focus on him. For one day, he will come and say, hey, well done. You did a good job. Enter out into the joy of that Father. Hallelujah. To evangelize the word. And the last one I want to share is to enjoy the abundance of life. That's the church. Enjoy the abundance of life. And the Bible says the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it in abundance. No matter your need, no matter my need, I got to enjoy God. Amen. Sometimes it's hard, it's difficult. Sometimes you don't have anything in your pocket. Sometimes you don't have any food on the table, even for the children. But that doesn't mean I got to shut up. That is a time I got to enjoy God and say, Lord, I have come to this point and I need your provision. Hallelujah. I need you to come through. Amen. I remember when I first went back, we started this ministry and going all over the place. One day I was in my room. I had one room then. I was in my room and six guys came to the room, built, big and well built. They said, hey Charles, you have come here to preach the gospel and to change people and turn people's lives around. We have come here to destroy you. We're going to push you out of the window. Came. Built. Nobody around. I was just by myself. And I said, anybody who is a man, you come up here and grab me. You see what will happen to you. And then they went back. I said, come. If you're a man, come. Then I began to pray, in the name of Jesus. And when I mentioned the name of Jesus, they went back.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord.
Then I started watching. And they came forward. No, no matter what you do, we're going to throw you out of the window. I say, if anyone is a man, come and catch me. And sometimes that's why you say, what about you burning on it? It's burning in heaven. What do you say? Carries power and authority. And in Africa, you got to be strong.
Amen.
And sometimes you got to be so vibrant and push forward that nobody shake you around and push you on the side. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So they came forward again. I said, in the name of Jesus. And they went back. And off the door they went. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Woo, glory to God. Woo. You know, one of them had a big truck hauling goods to the city. God fought for me. He had an accident. Another one had a problem. He was in prison. And the four of them came back to me and they begin to beg me, "Pastor Charles, please forgive us. Please forgive us." I said, "I'm not done anything to you. It's God that is dealing with you. You need to repent. Get on your knees and repent right now." Hallelujah. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. I give my heart to Jesus. Woo!
Hallelujah.
You know, the Catholic Church was preaching against me, and they did all kinds of stuff against me. They made a play, and they were bashing me up and down. And I said, "Lord, these people are ready to discourage me, and they want me to run away from this place. But this is the village you planted me.
Hallelujah.
I'm not moving an inch. I'm not going anywhere." One day I was in my room, this Catholic priest knocked at my door. He said, "Brother Charles." I said, "Yes. What do you want? What can I do for you?" He said, "Will you forgive me?" I said, "What have you done?" I acted like I didn't know what he was doing. And he began to say all that he has experienced, and I should forgive him. And he was the first person, when the nursing school started, to bring a student from his church to the nursing school. Amen.
Amen.
God will have you do something, but there will be a discouragement that will come to your life. And in that discouragement, when you stand firm, God brings his glory into your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So never get discouraged. Whether it's Sunday school, work, youth ministry, women's ministry, prayer, breakfast, no matter what you do, something will come against you. But never give up.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are to enjoy one another. Let's enjoy one another. We may be different. The way we talk may be different. The way we act may be different. But that is the house of God. We are the same. Amen.
Amen.
Begin to love one another, encourage one another, strengthen the body of Christ, build the kingdom of God and the people of the Lord. Hallelujah. And when we do that, God smiles on us and says, "That's my children. Yeah, they are living in love. They are living in unity. They are moving in my spirit and doing what I have called them to do." And when we do that, we see the hand of God, the glory of God, the healing power of Jesus Christ, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the presence of God in the name of Jesus. When we begin to act that way, we see him work in our midst in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Son of God. Whom do men say that I am? They say, some say, "You are Jeremiah." And some say, "Thou art Peter. Thou art Elijah." And some say, "One of the prophets." Then he turned to the disciples. "Whom do you say that I am?" Hallelujah. And Peter said, "You are Christ, the Son of the living God. You are the Savior of the world who was and is to come. And he has come and died on the cross. He's gone to heaven. He has given us as a church a mandate to perform. And all of us has a duty on this earth to do for the kingdom of God. And when we do what he has asked us to do, he smiles, his name is glorified, his presence is felt, and his peace is displayed in the world. May God help us.
May God help us.
And strengthen us. May God give us a heart that accepts everybody, no matter the way they look, the way they act, and the way they live. May God help us that we love one another and move as a church and as a people, touching lives for the kingdom of God. May we not be offended because the carpet you wanted red and they put down green. Hallelujah. May we accept situations that we are in. And when we do that as a church and as a body, we are fulfilling the promise of the Father that he is gone and we cannot fail him. Christ's name.
those of you that were in church this morning, I have to tell you how things work. I haven't talked to Charles for, I don't know, a week or so. My sermon title came to me, as you know, from two women at Bob Evans. Sermon titled, Who Am I? And I preached from Mark 8. And when he sat down across from me at the end of the dinner there this evening, I said, I wish you could have been in church today and heard what I preached on. You might have liked it. And when I told him, he started to laugh. He goes, that's what I'm preaching on today. Who am I? Most important thing that you can take away from that sermon today is God has not told me yet to cut my hair. You all do. Hallelujah, that we are bound together as one.
Yes.
You understand what the brother was saying? It don't matter who you are. It don't matter how you talk, how you look, how you walk, how you dress, how you act, how you are. Whoever you are, when you come through that door, if you come to the foot of that cross seeking repentance, you are in.
Amen.
Amen.
That's it.
Amen.
If you are come leaving sin behind, the honest to goodness sin, you have come for that.
Yes.
That's what you're here for. What a joy that is. I'm going to ask that the ushers would join us up front right now. And we're going to take up an offering for Brother Charles. If you want to write a check, make it out to Long Meadow Church of the Brethren. Just put in there in the little line that it's for his ministry, and we'll see to it gets to where it needs to be. But it is important to note that I find God has a sense of humor, because He gave me a sermon. He gave you a sermon.
Yes.
We didn't talk, and here it is continuing on. Who am I? What a joy it is. What a blessing it is. And I have to tell you a little note, because not all of you all know the story. It was 3 years ago.
Yes.
And Charles came here to speak, and we had him to the house for a little cookout. And I drove the big motorcycle out. I said, I heard you like motorcycles. Let's go for a ride. And when Charles saw that thing, he goes, well, I don't think I want to get on that one. I said, come on, you can wear the helmet, and I'll behave myself. And he said, well, okay, now those of you who have seen it know what it's about. And when Charles got on it and I stung the starter on it and fired it up, Charles leaned up in my ear and went, I'm a little scared, Brother Paul. And I stomped it into gear and leaned back to him and I said, you well should be. And away we went. We were 4 miles from the house and I hadn't even gotten over, I think, 40 miles an hour yet when he was... And I lean back and he goes, oh, this is very fast. This is very fast. This is very fast. And we came back and he was kind of staggering a little bit. It was a treasured moment that I still share and we still laugh about when we talk. And that was your point about shared life, shared love. Amen. Thank you. Let's call the ushers forward.
Please stand.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above.
Go a little bit different than I normally would after the prayer. Brother Charles, up here, please. Brother Quisenberry, would you please join me up here? And I would ask that anybody that wants to come forward and lay hands on Brother Joe, would you have a prayer for him?
Sure, sure.
Come on up here if you want to put your hands on. We're going to pray for this brother because he still has many, many miles to go. And Brother Joe, when everybody gets situated, would you please bring us a prayer?
I sure will.
Come on here, Mr. Lederman.
Father God, we thank You that You are our Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Lord, that when you sent Jesus to come, that you sent us a Savior, you sent us an example, and you gave us through him the ability to overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. And that you have made each one of us very unique. And that you have given each one of us a purpose and a plan. And God, we thank you for your servant, Charles. Father, we don't know all the things that he has been through. But we know, Lord, that he has been through the valley of the shadow of death. And that death has no fear for him. And Lord, we just want to pray for strength. We want to pray for healing. We want to bless him as your servant. We want to bless him as your apostle over the family of God there in Ghana and Ivory Coast. And we want to pray your blessing as a husband, as a father of his dear children, and Lord, as an overseer of many ministries. Lord, give him all the wisdom that he needs for each day. And Lord, we pray that while he is here in America, that there will be a wonderful blessing, a physical blessing, an emotional blessing, and a financial blessing that would come upon him. Lord, that you will take care of the church in Ghana and in Ivory Coast, Lord, that no wolf or will come in while he's away. We bind the enemy, and we pray for your blood to protect your church. Father, we thank you for the testimony of our brother, that the name of Jesus is the name above every other name, and at that name every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess. And Lord, we ask that you would bless Longmeadow Church of the Brethren for the tens of thousands of dollars that have come from this church to bless the work in there in Ghana, and to bless, O Lord, the ministry there. Father, we pray for a blessing upon the nursing school, upon, Lord, the hospital that will be coming, upon the high school, upon the orphanage, Lord, upon the Bible school, upon all of the churches there, Lord, and its pastors, that they might not grow weary in well-doing. And Father, tonight we just want to say we love you, we bless you, we praise you, we worship you. And, oh God, we give you all the glory. And one day, we look forward to that day that we will be with you, where there is no sickness, no pain, no sorrow, and to be in your presence forever and ever. We give you all the glory, Lord. Bless Pastor Paul, Lord. Bless the leaders of this church. Use them in a special way, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all for being here tonight. Thank you for the blessings.